Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Test. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin with Tesis Maskev. Begins with the Gemara. Alim Ein Behem Mishum Refuah. There's no problem about Refuah on Shabbos. Tesis can explain. They're talking about placing these alim on the eyes, not eating them the way Rashi says. And as Tesis explains, Pesh B'Kunches Rashi explains the Bachila Mari is talking about eating this, and that's no problem about Refuah on Shabbos. So it says, "Tayzibain near the read." That doesn't seem to be correct to the read. Ela'ari lo hasam alayin. It's talking about putting on the eyes, because the b'halchei ari kula sugi. That's what the whole topic over here is talking about. Is all about placing things on the eyes, not about eating them. Void Morba says, "Tayzis ibachilamai." If it's talking about eating, hechi also Rav Sheshes gargira. Then how Rav Sheshes say that gargira is forbidden? Because if you're talking about eating, keeping the Michael Brianu, then this is something that normal people eat. But we learned in our Mishnah, kol ha'eichlim, eichel ad merfuah, all types of food items the person could eat for medicinal purposes. Obviously, eating would be permitted. If we're saying gagir is aser, obviously, because yes, the theme of this sugi is talking about putting on the eyes. And regarding that, eil alam eim ben mishum merfuah, but gagira would be forbidden. Ketan next says in the Matzah, begins words of the Gemara, ledidi, for me, I feel like it's bar to koshali, that even for me, this coriander is harsh for me. Shaykh can explain that why did Rabbi Yosef have to tell us that it's been permitted if there's not even a problem with refuah? To the contrary, as he's saying over here, it's even harmful to the eyes. That is, Rabbi Yosef said that kuzbarta, this herb, there's no problem with refuah on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yosef says, kuzbarta, for me, it's even though I'm blind, that's how harmful it is, even for a blind person. So it says, Tayyis Kosh Lari, the Rebbe finds it difficult. M.K., if that's the case, why did Rabbi Yosef say kuzbarta, that there's no halachic problem, but a healing on Shabbos, but keeping the mezekas l'naim, since it actually damages the eyes, well, kashkin l'merapa, obviously not going to heal, and obviously no problem with on Shabbos. And that says, Taisa, I'm read the Reese says, Dachikim, and this is what he's saying. When he says, Imba Mishum Refuah Kolema, what he means to say is, Yesha Tain Bissabur and Shef Refuah, because some people make the mistake and they think that there is healing with this Kudbartum, the Imba Refuah. And that's what he says, that no, there is no Refuah. And that's what his other statements, El Mezekas l'naim, to the contrary, actually harms the eyes. It's just that people do get some benefit in some way, and therefore there are those who eat it, and they think that it's actually helpful for the eyes. It's not. It's actually harmful and detrimental, and therefore that's why, yes, there's no refuah for it. There's no isra refuah on Shabbos. The next to the master begins the words of the Gemara, Shrika Tamiya. Tais explains that what this is, not like Rashi. Because Rav Chizkiya said the Shrika Tamiya is permitted. Rashi says it's to smear the oil with the whipped eggs, the beaten eggs, which are lightly roasted, which is on something that was roasted when it's hot, not boiling hot, so it shouldn't be bishul. But the idea of the Gemara is that it's not considered to be misaken. But Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Nachman explains a different interpretation. He says, what's the Shrika Tavya? It's Maim Shemisanin Mimei Avatiach. It's the water that's sifted from the inside of an Avatiach. V'shaisim G'day L'shalshal. And one drinks it as for a diuretic, to help one relieve themselves. But Tzayin Alayma, what he's coming to say is, the mutalasan and mayin shebema'ayin, you're allowed to go ahead and sift and filter the water that's inside what's psilis, and there's no problem about bayir, kedemasik, like actually that's the conclusion of the Gemara. But the Gemara tells us, keep in the miskal hachi, since you eat like this, la midid kovid, you didn't do anything wrong. That's what the Gemara is coming to say over here. Now, and what does it mean, the other part of the halacha, based on Rabbi Chanan's interpretation of pepui bei asim? What that means to say is, delay miskal b'lei sinun shaper, which is not eaten very well without sifting. Oh, that's why that's forbidden, and because that's a bona fide bar. Of hashti asim shaper, the pesher of Rabbi Chanan, that's why Rabbi Chanan's interpretation works more than that of Rashi's, because the shaykh ha-milz halacha, that's why it fits in over here, so you to my refuah, it's somewhat refuah, where you drink it kedei l'shalshal, to relieve oneself. And that's what the sugya here was talking about refuah, regarding, whereas by Rashi, it's not talking about anything regarding refuah. Where does this come in? And therefore, that's one more benefit that the interpretation of Rabbi Nachman has over that of Rashi. Ketanah next tells the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Rechitzim b'mei Gror, you could bathe yourself in the waters of Gror, b'mei Chamsin, the waters of Chamsin, b'mei Tver, in the waters of Tver. Tais come to explain, resolve this contradiction, Tais come to explain that in the Gemara. Additionally, there's a contradiction elsewhere, regarding this May Tveria, that it's regarding if that's actually like a tchila or b'dieved. That's our Gemara quotes, Rechitzin, which is, even though it's salty waters, but still it's normal to bathe in the weekdays like that, so if it's not obvious for refuah. But Taisa is bad, he says, B'hadid nam per kovizis, the Gemara brings the mission later on, that comes from Zayin Ra'ah. Rechitz b'mei ma'ara, if someone bathes in the waters of a cave, b'mei Tveria, the waters of a Tveria. So the mission there is talking about regarding drawing oneself off regarding the laws of Shechita. But one thing is, the Gemara makes an inference. The word of Harechitz, if he does bathe, sounds like D'Evidin. Only after the fact, yes, but initially not. Our wording here, Reichitzin, sounds like it even initially could be done. So it says, Taisus, Hasa Mairi, there, the Mishnah in Perkhavis is talking about Reichitz Beguma, where you're bathing in a pit. The Dami Lamechitz, that's more comparable to a bathhouse, which it's designated waters. And yes, there's only B'Di'evid of a Menar, but in a regular river, Mutli Kechil events permitted even initially, and that's what Tumor will be here, like we explained previously on the Malamatesim and Bays in the Maskal Baha, where if someone washes himself in the bathhouse in the ground, so that's like bathing in, we're concerned that a person might come to bring hot water there. But if bathing in the river, it looks like just you're cooling off in the river. That's one interpretation. Rabbeinu Nissim Kassim Gil Starm, he writes in the Hidden Scroll that to answer the question that actually how do we understand that is it permitted even like a tchila or only by the Evid? Says the Hadik Tani Hurechitz, this that says over there in that Mishnah in Perek Chavetz, they sounds like if he bathes, which is Di'evid in like a tchila, only after the fact, not initially, that's Mishum Me Ma'ara. That records the other case of the cave water. And that's only with the Evid of a Meitzvari, but it works very like we're bringing over here in our Sugya. I feel like a tchila shari, like we're saying Rechitz, and even initially is permitted. But so then why did we say Meitzvari in a word of Hurechitz? So it says, Rabbeinu Nissim, but like Tani Be Meitzvari didn't also include there in the list Meitzvari. It's only coming to teach and reflect on regarding the cave waters. Shein Cham and Dumi, the Meitzvari, just to say that they're warm, similar to the case of the Cham Meitzvari, which the waters of Tveria are hot. And it's Ela Lamed Al Meimar, right? Shein Cham and Dumi to Meitzvari, just coming to say that it's warm. Now, Taima, the reason why the cave waters are Ketchila and the Meitzvari are not, like we're saying in our Sugya, the Meitzvari Makoyim, because the waters of Tveria are uncovered. Of Ma'ara Mukhosihi, but by cave it's covered. The Ma'ara Vida the Metal law that a cave is generally covered, but Nafash Abbas is you have a lot of heat. The Hashin Shami Yazi, we consider someone's going to go in there and use it as a schwitz to sweat, which that's Chazal made it forbidden to go into a bathhouse to go and schwitz. So therefore, Mishamachi, like it's Chalai, that's why initially one is not allowed to because of that concern. So essentially, Tisa gave two approaches for this question. Either that Meitveria depends. If it's in a pit, it depends also like a tchila, but in the river, like an arsuk, it's even like a tchila. Rabbeinu Nissim, in Meitveria, it's permitted. It's only said there together with Meimara, which the Meimara is also like a tchila, to reflect on the Meimara that it's like Meitveria, that it's hot. And still they're different because when it's covered, so then we have a concern about going into Shvitz, which that's forbidden. And therefore we said that it's also like a tchila. But regarding that of the Chamitvaya, which is uncovered, that's going to be Mutta Ibn Lekitzchila. Kinek says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, and he says, Kol Hayam Metar Bezeichon. All the seas, they purify when they're flowing. Says him explain the reasoning of Rabbi Yisrael, that the sea is like a spring in regards to when they're flowing. And that is, we learned this Mishnah regarding all the seas that has halacha of mikvah. And it doesn't have halacha as a mayan, which has two halachic criterion. One is that it doesn't purify when it's flowing, and also it's not considered mayim chayim for like purifying a zav and so on and so forth. That was the opinion of Meir. Pida says only the Yamagadl is like a mikvah, but all the other seas has halacha like a mayan, like a spring. Rabbi Yisi says that all the seas they purify when they're flowing like a spring. And Rashi explains because it's the way for the streams to flow into the sea. Taisus brings a different interpretation. He brings near Riva, it seems to the Riva, that the Taimum, that the reason of Rabbi Yisi, that the seas are going to purify, even they're flowing like a spring, is Mishum Dechol Shaholchim Mishab Mekalakam, because at all times you look at the seas, the waters are going back and forth. And therefore, that's the norm where it's always flowing. Therefore, it would make sense that they should purify when they're flowing, like all the other rivers. So it's regards to that he says, as a Taisus Masul quotes, that the Yamim, the Ogim Metab Bezeichel. Of Maim Chaim, but like a river which has a spring, that it's not. In the Naivim, because they don't spring forth from the ground. Hukach Meshtabet Tvei, therefore makes more sense. Mashach Kosev Kar Mikvah, this is the Pasuk calls the Yam into a mikvah. Hainu Lepesim Maim Chaim, that's only to invalidate it from being considered as Maim Chaim, but regarding the flowing, that it is normal that the waves are always crashing back and forth, that it should be like Ma'ayin in that sense, that it should be Matar even when it's flowing. Tenex Tzitz Amat says, begins words of Gemara, Hara Mei Rabbi Yehuda. Tzitz asks, that which some of the first one explained sounds like the Gemara's following question, but that how are we comparing the laws of Tefillah to the word to the laws of Rechitza on Shabbos? That is because we had this halacha that you can't bathe in the Yom HaGadol because of the Isra Refuah on Shabbos. Everyone says, I remember, everybody says you could. So Rabbi Yochanan says, as the Tetzaveh Maschil says, oh, one is Remeir and one is Behuda. What's this Remeir Behuda? The Mishnah regarding that if we consider the Yamim like a, all the seas, like Remeir says, are the same. They're all going to be like a mikvah. Behuda says, no, only the Yom HaGadol is like a mikvah. The other seas are not. So you see, according to Remeir, all of them are equal, including the Yom HaGadol. So the Yom HaGadol is going to be Mutter. According to Behuda, he differentiates. So the Yom HaGadol, you can't bathe it. And that's the same statement to one. How could you compare this dispute between Remeir and Behuda, which is the Machlekes regarding Tahara, to the Machlekes that we're bringing it into regarding, which has to do just regarding the salt quantity and things like that, regarding Refuah, how could you compare the two halachas? Tosfos does not answer that question.